only time can reveal what is really true. The stories and fables of old have lost their value. Times like these, you need to adopt new ways to live. Trying to gain the upper hand despite the pain you feel. But we live in a land where it's never too late and it's always all good. Welcome to the priesthood. Good afternoon, good people. Oh my God. It has been a while. It's been a while. I've been on a hiatus. I don't know what would be happening. But I'd be taking these breaks from the cast. But it feels good to be talking to y'all. I do want to say right now, for those that are listening, will be listening to you and your families, I hope you guys are in good health right now, in good spirits. In these strange times, we need it more than ever, you know, to stick together and, you know, be searching for that guidance through these months, these latter months as we approach the end of 2020. One more week left in August. It's crazy, right? That time is rolling by. But recently, I also have a YouTube, guys. I want to throw that in there. Ben Miles, go subscribe if you find it in your heart. But I have a video up there right now called The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. The last episode I made was talking about that book by Shahrzad Ali. The very last episode I made, I was discussing this book and I took a break from it. Just got into some other things. I had started back working. Just doing other things. But in that video, I think I made that last year, honestly. But a guy recently left a comment under that video. Just expressing. He said, you know, bro, this is a great video. I found your video because of the book. Keep making this content. We really need to hear it. So, you know, when you hear stuff like that, it just really inspires you. You don't be knowing the people, but it's just crazy to think that what you're saying is reaching someone. And, you know, that feeling just stirs up a fire back in you to get back on what you were doing, expressing your information, expressing your thoughts. And, you know, using this book to talk about a very popular subject and topic, because we all want to know and we're all interested in understanding our social situations, our social spaces, and the social relationships we have with other people, definitely with men and women. In my opinion, I feel like everyone, or damn near everyone, has some desire to be in a relationship, you know, and bring forth a family, bring forth children, and, you know, pass down things that you were taught. That's in our makeup. That's in our biology. We should want to do that. However, right now, with this generation, with this time period, we have completely diverted from that mindset. I believe things like feminism and other movements have completely, override our thoughts at this point. I don't want to say our as in men and women. It is slick both, because men are allowing women to just run over them and do whatever they want and say whatever they want, and everything goes. And God, it's sickening. And with this book is here. I am here. Shahrzad Ali is here to offer you some medicine for this sickness and this illness that we have just taken on. It's disgusting. Medicine is not meant to taste good. And what I'm about to read, it ain't gonna sound too good, but the truth helps. The truth helps. And if you don't want to hear from me, read the book for yourself. This is another black woman expressing this, challenging y'all to correct your behavior, to correct your mindset. I don't know what else to tell you. It's a lady, a black woman, trying to help you be with black men, to be with men in general. But because the information is challenging and it confronts what you believe and it confronts your emotions, you reject it. It's not something you want to hear. But it serves a purpose. And the next chapter that we are about to jump into, chapter 6, I don't think I'm going to read the entire thing in this particular episode, but we're going to go as deep as we can and get to a good stopping point. And then we're just going to come back the next day and keep it rolling, because this information is needed. Black men are hurting. Black men are miserable because they think they got to put up with some shit, and you don't. You scared to put your foot down. You scared to speak the words that are deep within your belly, and you holding it in. You living a life of desperation, and you miserable because you can't express how you really feel. Your woman won't listen to you, but she supposed to be your woman. She supposed to love you, but she won't even hear you out on your ideas and what you think and your feelings. You're supposed to be able to confide in this woman. And I'm getting into, you know, another route, but let me just go ahead and get into the book. Okay, chapter 6, communications. Today's black woman is forever complaining and demanding that the black man communicate with her. By this, she means she wants the black man to talk to her and tell what's on his mind, despite the fact that whenever he attempts to communicate his ideas to her, she responds in the wrong way. She already starting off hot. The burden of the black man's complaints rests on the premise that he does not like or accept the way she talks to him. If she comes at him wrong, all systems shut down and he does not talk to her at all. That is very true. At least not in the open forum type of discussion that she wants. And that be the thing. They think they discussing some shit. They think it's a formal, civilized conversation. But your tone and how you're coming at me is not warranting that. So I'm going to react with what you're bringing to me. Let's keep reading. The black man is very vulnerable when he confides in his woman. Woo. Tell him, Shahrzad. And speaking just from personal experience, yes, that is a very vulnerable time, because men, as much as y'all think y'all be listening and y'all open arms on shit, it is hard. It is hard to open up and express your deepest feelings, your deepest thoughts about something to anyone. And you would think you would be able to come to your woman on something, to explain it, to sit down and she'd understand and, you know, help pick you up, give you positive feedback. You'd at least think that would happen, right? Let's go to the next sentence. To do so, he takes a step into what he already knows is a dangerous arena, because the black woman is known to take information he gives her and use it against him at another time. She refers to him as unresponsive, insensitive, when he will not answer certain questions about his personal feelings or views. The black woman gets very annoyed when the black man refuses to let her inside his brain. The complexity of his views often do more to anger her and harm the relationship than they do to promote open, communicative unity. Why is that? Because y'all don't want to hear the truth. When the truth is uttered, you don't like it. It hurts your feelings. It challenges what you think. But you're asking me though, right? Oh, but you rather me lie and coddle your feelings and stroke you down. That's what you prefer. You rather me lie. Let's continue. The black woman wants the black man to talk. But if his talk is different from her, she has a problem. If the black man is silent and unrevealing about his innermost thoughts, the black woman becomes suspicious and displays a generalized uneasiness. She can't block his idea if she doesn't know it. She doesn't realize it because of her strident attitude and unpredictable reactions that the black man declines confiding his dreams in her. The black woman has emotionally dispossessed the black man. He has lost the sure-footedness he was created with. Therefore, the often illuminating revelations he arrives at are much too precious. Ooh, for the black woman's cynical ears. I'm going to read that one more time. Therefore, the often illuminating revelations he arrives at are much too precious for the black woman's cynical ears. And what she's saying right there is she's speaking on just the primal purpose of a man. Men, we are problem solvers. We are logical thinkers. We speak with reason. We act with reason. We try to be just. We try to be justified. We try to be fair. And you know, we carry a certain intelligence, you know, that I feel like is God gifted. That I know is God gifted, because we have to lead. We have to guide not only the woman, but our families. If I do not have a plan for not only myself, but my woman and my family to go into this cruel, crazy world, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing as a man. That is my purpose. And in that purpose, that shit is hard. It's hard to lead. To really have those ideas to say that, dang, this can help us. In the short term right now, it may suck. We might have to struggle a little bit. That may hurt, but in the long term, my darling, we're going to be there. We're going to be okay. It's going to work out. But in those beginning stages, when I have those ideas, when I have those breakthroughs, it is the woman's responsibility to hear me out. Understand what I'm trying to do. Understand what I'm trying to say. Help push me into it. When I'm getting weak. When I'm in my down days. Don't judge me. Don't spit on me. Just listen. Be an open ear. Be soft. Be feminine. Is that too much to fucking ask? My God. Let me continue. The more the black woman fusses and complains, the quieter the black man may become. The black woman is accustomed to speaking to and about the black man in a negative and disparaging tone. Ain't that the truth? Just look on Twitter. She may even speak to strange, unknown men in a more civil tone. The harshness of her tone of voice, the shrill, grating impatience, her cadence and inflection speak loudly of her disrespect. So y'all wonder why we shut down. You're coming at me crazy. It's not just the words, but your tone. If I know you, if we've been together for a while, I can already weed through how you're feeling before you really even say anything. Your tone is going to give it away. The energy behind your words is going to give it away. I'm just going to reciprocate that. So don't get mad if I shut you down and say, yo, you need to correct how you're coming at me right now. Let's continue. She sometimes appears to glare at the black man as if she is on the brink of physically attacking him. She interrupts his explanation with more badgering, and her disregard for his ideas is so ingrained in her psyche, such as to be pathoscopic to her nature. I'm going to have to look that one up. When she is really angry with him, she will stand toe to toe, feet apart, hands on her hips, as if daring him to say another word. She can fuss for hours, bickering, sneering, cursing, and competing to drive her point home with the highest extreme of emotionalism. She absolutely demands to have the last word. My God. She not only uses the sounds of disrespect to her own man, but will use the same intonations when angry with any black man. Her son, her neighbors, her father, her boss, or her coworkers, her brother, or others. She can become so vicious sounding that sometimes it resembles a savage animal barking. In her anger, she will throw things, stamp her feet, slam doors, snatch herself around, and sometimes go into neutral. Her non-acceptable ways of displaying her anger are deeply rooted in her suspicions. Whenever she catches the black man in what she deems as a wrongdoing, she uses the opportunity to vent all of her current frustrations. She harbors grudges. The black man may start out arguing with the black woman about one point, and in the middle of the fracas, she throws in a few other topics, and by the end of the argument, she may find himself debating an entirely different issue. She keeps a mental file on issues she is in a disagreement with. She maintains about 90,000 kilobytes of negative information, and when she decides the right time, she springs them on her man. The black woman is not known to practice respectful communication skills with the black man in any way. That's just not a good reputation, guys. It's just not. Every time you're upset about something, this is what I got to deal with. Every time you're in disagreement with something, this is what I got to deal with. What man that is on his purpose trying to make a life for himself wants to put up with that shit? Honestly, Your every emotion, every time you think I'm doing something, you up in arms, questioning me. I don't want to constantly deal with that. What man does? It's annoying. What happened to be my peace? Is that still existent? Let's continue. She simply does not know how to talk to him. Oh, yes, she's a great conversationalist when discussing other subjects. But when trying to have a necessary one-on-one conversation with her man about a disagreement, a choice, an action of a fear, she has a complete breakdown of interpretation of the English language. She can't distinguish between a soft, comforting voice and scorn and contempt. She blows her top emotionally. If she would represent her ideas calmly and unemotionally, the black man could deal with them. I'm going to say that one more time. If she would represent her ideas calmly and unemotionally, calmly and unemotionally, the black man could deal with them. And he does. But since she is so irrational about being right, she does not focus very well on one point. And her thoughts are scattered and unfocused because she is trying to argue everything at once. If the black woman does not learn how to respectfully talk to the black man, there is little chance she will ever really get to know him. Ooh, Shahrazad, you stepping on toes. Nor of them ever coming together in harmony. So listen to what she just said. She said, if the black woman does not learn how to respectfully talk to the black man, respectfully. And this is the problem I be having. Because when the man speak up and say, yo, you coming at me wrong, you're being disrespectful, everything that you're saying right now is completely demeaning and disrespectful, you wanna dispute that feeling. When I'm telling you how you coming off at me, well, no, I don't feel like I'm doing it. No, you are. You can't dispute my feelings. And men, you have to stand on that. Don't be afraid to check her. If you feel like she coming at you in the wrong way, your gut is going to tell you, oh, no, baby girl, no. And you need to check that right away. And that is, and if that's a continual thing, if you cannot have that one-on-one open discussion forum type conversation about an issue, it's not on you to fix her. Leave. And I hate to be that way and say just flat out leave, because I definitely promote, you know, I promote relationships. I promote people, you know, trying to work it out, trying to stay together. But both people have to be understanding. Both people have to be willing to listen. Both. We always say it, it's a two-way street. And it is not on the man to tolerate and take constant disrespect. I have to go out there every day and fight, be competitive to make money to bring home, to not only take care of myself, but to take care of you. If y'all living together and I'm possibly married and are sharing a home and a space, I got to go out there every day, no matter what your job is, to fight and compete and make that money. And you coming at me like this? Don't put yourself in that position, black man. Don't do that. Let me continue. Some black women talk all the time about everything, about everybody, and usually in a critical and gossipy way. Black men do not like to hear gossip. It is too base for him to deal with. The black man will relate to a story to his woman in pure confidence and later to find in his dismay that she has told it to all her friends and it's public knowledge now. Or she will make up a story and tell her man about it and pretend that an incident happened to someone else just to see how he will react to it. Jeez, it's like that? My God, it's like that? She tries out a lot of her own ideas on the black man in this way by claiming someone else said or did it. The black man has the boring job of paying attention to every point the black woman spills, and all seemingly unrelated information may come back to haunt him in another variation. If she talks incessantly, it is a sign of nervousness and anxiety. She may be uncomfortable with silence. She debates her points with a fervor and adjusts the language craftily to salvage her own theories. If the black man is so presumptuous as to inform the black woman that she talks too much or that she should shut her mouth and listen sometime, she becomes sullen and depressed. And I want to say right now, black man or man, men, do not be afraid to tell your woman to shut up, to be quiet. Can I get silence for a minute, please? Don't be afraid to say that. You have the right to say that, man. Don't be scared. Let's continue. Where was Yes, she will look for faults in the black man to criticize and get him back. She might poke out her lips or make her jaws tight. She resists any information that requires her to change her behavior. This resistance is nearly mechanical and kicks in whenever she is under attack. She relies totally on her feelings to make important decisions and arrive at correct conclusions. You ain't arriving at no correct conclusions if you're using your feelings to make every decision. She will hold fast to the most stupid ideology just for the sake of claiming, well, that's how I feel about it. If informed that her feelings are strictly emotional and have no bearing on reality, she fortifies her opposition and says, that's your opinion and I have the right to mine. Unfortunately, this is not an act. She actually believes that her feelings are the truth. She will refuse to consider any actual facts presented to her or anything else that conflicts with how she feels about something. Her feelings are her beliefs, and no matter how far-fetched from the truth her position is, she holds fast to it. That's borderline delusion, if I'm being honest. You rather ignore the truth because of how you feel about something. Y'all seen the Avengers, the very last one, when at the end, when Thor would start vaporizing them folks, getting them out of there easily, walking past them, how they was falling into that little dust, that little just digitized dust they was showing in the movie. That's how a feeling looks in real life. That's how emotions look in real life. It is present for a very present moment, for a second, maybe for a few minutes. I'll give you an hour to feel some type of way, but that shit vaporizes and goes away. So if you're using that, something very temporary, firstly, to make decisions off of, secondly, placing your whole belief system on a feeling, once again, something that is very temporary. Where do you think you're at right now mentally? How are you going to end up long term down the road if all your decisions and conclusions are based on a feeling, on an emotion? Please clarify that for me, please. You lost. No guidance. Like Drake and Chris Brown said, no guidance. Let's continue. The psychic scars of accepting deception based on her emotions are deep and lasting. She thinks that by agreeing with the black man, it puts her in a position to be subjugated. I gotta stop right there again. Why is it that women feel like they have to be against the man? I feel like that's just such a notion right now that we are competing with each other. Why is that? Why are we competing? Why do you feel like you can't agree with me? Why do you feel like I can't be right? Why do you feel like I'm going to lead you down the wrong path? Why do you feel like you can't submit to the right man? I need real answers. Oh, God, I need real answers. Why is that? Is it because it makes you feel weak? Because at the end of the day, you do need a man. You will need a man. I know that all this feminist shit has infiltrated your minds and makes you think that you know, I don't need a man for anything. I can take care of my own. I'm independent. Oh, boy, that'd be killing me. Okay, cool. You pay your little rent. You pay all your bills. You handle your car note and all that. That's cool. But say, God forbid, say you get in a position where you at the gas station one night, you pumping gas or whatever, and somebody roll up on you and they trying to rob you. They take your purse. They trying to take your car. Who you gonna want to pull up on you to try to help you? a woman or a man? Answer that. Who would you want to come try to help you? A woman or a man? Even if you call an officer, even if you call the police, who would you rather it be? A female officer or a male officer? Answer the question. I already know the answer. You want a man to be there. So that answers everything right there. You need men. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because as a strong man myself, mentally and physically, I would love to be there for you. I want to be there for you. I want to protect you. That's in my nature. That's in my blood and my biology to want to protect. But if you do not allow me to do that, if you do not create the space or the environment for me to do that, to want to do that, you do not get that luxury. And that's where we are standing right now. I'm going to start wrapping it up. But that's where we're standing right now. As men, that's where our generation is standing, because we have become so against each other. Just look around it. How many people you know are in strong relationships? Ages from ages 25 to 38, black men and women. How many successful marriages have you witnessed? How many strong black families do you see? This is not a game. The people that have created this environment and indoctrinated us to think this way, to feel like we don't need each other, they don't care. They don't care. And when it's coming back around, because people are awakening right now. It's on a very surface level where we are awakening to like the government corruption and, you know, them taking advantage of us for these last few centuries, longer than that. But once we start getting to the meat of learning who we are and trying to understand and rebuild our communities, what I'm talking about right now is going to come back up. And I want to have all this information out there, ingrained in stone, so people can listen and listen some more, so they can understand where we need to go to grow. Because we backward right now. We are backward. And we don't see it right now because, oh, we think we came from a place of, well, black women think they came from a place of being controlled, or they were being held down. And now in this modern society, they now have all the freedoms to do what? The black man has never tried to control you. The black man has never tried to hold you down. If anything, we were the most partner centered culture back in those Black Wall Street days, in those Jim Crow days. We only had each other. So what are you saying? The black man was holding you back, holding you down. That's that white shit that ain't got in y'all head. Y'all need to wake up. We need each other. And on that note, I'm gonna leave it right there. We're going to come back tomorrow, reiterate on this chapter, read some more, and give out some more medicine because it's needed right now. I love you guys, and keep pushing.